Imagine for a moment that you are at a bustling city market. The air is filled with the scents of fresh produce, spices, and the murmur of countless conversations. Each stall that you pass showcases the life's work of the person behind the counter. Bakers, farmers, artists, craftsmen, all sharing a piece of their world with you. Now here's the question. When you visit each stall, do you see just the role that they play in this connected thread of commerce and culture? Or do you see the person behind the produce, the artist behind the art? You see, this bustling market with all of its colors and different stalls, it's a great way to start thinking about today's topic of being simply human. I want to stay with this bustling market just for a moment. If you think about it, each stall with its varieties of goods, they tell a story that is far beyond transactions, right? It's not just exchanging money for something. Because behind every handcrafted piece of jewelry, every loaf of bread, every painting, there's a set of dreams and a path that is unique to that person, right? That person who brings these creations to life. Now, this market is not just a marketplace. It's human stories woven together with passion, with perseverance, and just the pure joy of creation. I mean, imagine for a moment that you're speaking with a baker whose hands have shaped dough in the early hours of the morning for decades. On the surface, you see someone selling bread. But if you go a bit deeper, you might just discover stories of a grandparent's recipe that's been passed down through generations, or early mornings spent in the quiet anticipation of the day, of the pride in feeding a community. It's in this interaction. The baker isn't just a baker anymore. They're a guardian of tradition, an artist expressing their love to the medium of food. Or maybe it's the artist, right? Consider the artist whose paintings capture the vibrancy, the energy of the market, right? Each stroke of their brush, it carries a piece of their soul. I mean, their perspective on the world and their hope to connect with others through visual stories. When you gaze at their work, you're not just looking at colors on the canvas. You're looking into the window of the artist's world, and one that they've chosen to share with people just walking by, who take a moment to look, really look beyond the surface. You see, the scene at the market has so much life and so many stories, and it begs us to see each person not just for the role that they play in this bustling market, but as individuals with their own hopes and fears and dreams. As you're listening to this, think about one or two people that you see often, but you really don't know much about them. Maybe there's someone at the grocery store that you greet by name. That's about it. Or it could be the person who makes your coffee, or those incredibly hardworking people from UPS or FedEx or the post office. Now imagine the dreams that they have, just like you. And I want us to ask ourselves, what does being human really mean? Is it about our jobs? Is it about our titles? Or is there something more to it? How can understanding that we're all human change the way that we talk and connect with each other? Let's dig a little deeper, beyond just what we see at first glance. I want to discover together what it means to be truly human. I'm Chad Lawson, and let's calm it down in 3, 2, 1. It's easy to see people mainly for what they do, right? Like the baker or the teacher or the nurse. But think about what could happen if we change the question from what do you do to what brings you life? This small change could open up a whole new world of conversations, right? Of connections. And when we ask what brings you to life, we invite others to share not just their job, but their passions and their joys and what truly matters to them. It's a way to see beyond just the daily task and understand what makes their heart beat faster, right? Recently, something happened that really made me stop and think just about the simple yet profound nature of being human. I actually received a message from an incredibly well-known classical pianist. I mean, just a master of their art at the piano. And I had to check the name twice just to make sure I wasn't mistaken. But they went on to say that they enjoyed the podcast and they enjoyed the music. And it was just really caught me off guard, right? I mean, this unexpected connection, it was humbling. And it led me to a moment of some reflection, though. And eventually I came to the realization, why not? I don't mean that in a weird way, but I mean, why wouldn't someone, no matter who they were or their accomplishments, why would they not look for a connection, an inspiration, and something that speaks to the human experience that they're looking for, right? I mean, regardless, we all have our place in life. We have moments where we seek comfort and understanding and a sense of belonging. But it's a reminder that beneath whatever success or status we achieve, we're all searching for things that just resonate with us on a human level. Whether it's a piece of music or a book or a podcast episode, we're drawn to what makes us feel understood and connected. Human. And this interaction with the pianist, I mean, it serves as a really powerful reminder at the core that we're all just people looking for meaning, for inspiration, and for a sense of connection. It doesn't matter if you're performing in front of thousands or just talking with a friend. We're all just people searching for meaning and connection. And as we journey through these stories, right, these connections that make us human, I want us to understand the importance of nourishing not just our minds, but our bodies, right? Speaking of nourishment, I want to introduce you to something that aligns perfectly well with our theme today. Imagine having some meals that are not only delicious and ready to eat, but also crafted by chefs and approved by dietitians. That's exactly what Factor offers. With Factor, eating better becomes not just easy, but enjoyable. Each fresh, never frozen meal is ready in just 2 minutes, offering you 35 options each week to fit into any lifestyle, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. And let's not forget the 60 plus add-ons to keep you energized and satisfied throughout your day. Why spend time prepping and cooking when Factor's meals are ready to heat and eat, saving you from the hassle and giving you more time to focus on what truly matters? With options like pancakes and smoothies, Factor ensures you're well-fueled from morning till night without any prep or mess. Plus, the flexibility of schedule, well, it means you can adapt your deliveries to perfectly suit your busy life. Choosing Factor means choosing a path to your goals with meals that are not only convenient, but also less expensive than takeout and guaranteed to be both nutritious and delicious. If you are ready to nourish your body as well as your soul, head to factormeals.com/calm50 and use the code CALM50 to get 50% off your first order. Yes, 50% off premium chef-crafted meals delivered right to your door. That's factormeals.com/calm50. Use code CALM50. Here's to feeding your body and your spirit with Factor. So going back to this surprising message from this world-renowned pianist, it made me think deeply about how often we label ourselves and others. We're quick to put people into a box based on what they do, like calling someone a pianist or a CEO or a teacher or a parent. But if we step away from the spotlight, the office or the home, we see that at our core, we're all just people We all have things that we love, things that we're afraid of, dreams we chase, and a deep need to connect to others. And so this episode is all about getting to the heart of what it means to be simply human. It's about looking past the roles that we play and the titles that we carry to see the real person underneath. So I want to explore the idea that everyone has a story. Everyone has feelings and a life outside of the labels that society gives them. Because when we understand this, we can better connect with another person on a more personal and human level. So, how do we do this? How do we really get to know someone beyond just what they do for a living? Well, first is be curious, like sincerely curious. The next time you're chatting with someone, instead of the usual small talk, you know, about the weather, this and that, ask them something personal, something positive. Just catch them completely off guard. Like, what made you happy today? Or, do you have a dream that you're chasing? I mean, think about how that would just completely catch them off guard. But these questions, they can lead you to discover the real person behind the job title. You're not asking just to make conversation, but because you're genuinely interested in hearing what makes their life unique. It's about being excited. It's about being excited to learn about their experiences and their dreams and getting to know them and hearing stories and stories of a life that isn't yours, right? It's completely different from your own. I mean, it may seem silly, I'm just being honest, but think about how you feel when someone asks you a question like this. You're like, oh my gosh, really? You want to know? You really care? You really want to know about me? You know how that makes you feel, right? So warm and fuzzy. Well, it does for them too. And so then you can go even further a little bit with this, right? It's almost like you're an investigator, right? Trying to learn as much about this person as you can, but not in like a creepy way. You're just trying to get to know them. But here's the hard part. The way I'm doing this is to talk about yourself first. And just hear me out. It's about sharing a bit of life. Maybe something that will invite them to further the conversation. So something like, you know, this coffee reminds me of Saturday mornings. Because Saturday mornings are the time that my wife and I, we just get to sit just for a second and finish the sentence and catch up from a really long week. And then you leave it open. You leave it open for them to perhaps share and maybe not, right? Or another one is, you know, I remember as a kid, my mom would play Floyd Kramer albums on constant repeat. Is there a song that takes you back to your youth as soon as you hear it? And that's a true story, by the way. My mom used to play Floyd Kramer all the time. But sharing first opens up the space for them to share the stories too. It's not about prying. It's about showing it's okay to share these personal stories about yourself. Because when someone shares a treasured moment, it's like they're letting you see a piece of their world. We get a glimpse into what matters to them, their experiences that have shaped them, and the joys they remember so fondly, right? I mean, it's a beautiful way to see life from their perspective, even if it's just for a moment. Now, I hear you. Some of you may be asking, why does this matter? Well, when we share our memories, it's not just about telling stories from our past. It's a way to really connect with each other. We share the happy moments, the tough times, the big wins that make us who we are. And by really listening to these stories, we get closer and we understand each other better. The point isn't just to talk for the sake of talking, but to make space where we can share openly and feel more connected. It's about going deeper than just the usual small talk and finding things we have in common with each other's stories. And so I want to continue this thought. When we open up, when we share our memories and then listen to the stories of others, it does something so profound to our understanding of each other. Suddenly, the people that we interact with are not just defined by their roles. They're not just a cashier or a mechanic or even a neighbor. They are human. with their own stories and dreams and hopes for their families, much like ours. And it reminds us that behind every face is a life full of stories, a heart full of emotions, and a history marked by triumphs and trials, right? Just like ours. But when we open up about our lives and truly hear someone else's stories, it's not just conversation, it's connection. It builds empathy. When we hear the experiences that have shaped someone else, we naturally start to see them in a more compassionate light. They're no longer just a role or a background character in our day-to-day lives. They're someone with a history, someone who loves and loses just like we do. And this empathy is what breaks down the barriers between us. And this is why sharing and listening matter so much. It's seen beyond the surface that everyone has a story worth hearing. Everyone has a story worth seeing. Everyone has a story worth listening. So here's the kicker of it all, though. Now I want to turn this lens inward towards ourselves. In the same way that we've learned to listen and uncover these human stories behind each person we meet, I want to apply this to our own self. Right? Just as we discover the beauty in other stories, it's important to recognize your own journey. You've lived through your experiences, your dreams, your challenges, and it's easy to be hard on ourselves, to overlook our own depth while we're busy acknowledging it in others. But your stories, your struggles, your successes are just as worthy. So consider this for a moment. What are the memories and the experiences that have shaped you? How have they influenced the person you've become? Just as you have shown empathy towards others and extended the kindness, do this for yourself. Because when we embrace our own stories with empathy and grace, it allows us to connect more deeply with ourselves, and then in turn, the world around us. Being simply human applies to us too. We are all works in progress, navigating life with the hope of understanding and being understood. Give yourself permission to be simply human. Let go of the labels that we often place on ourselves, the ones that box us in and defines us by our accomplishments, our roles, or the expectations of others. You're more than your job, your responsibilities, and your titles that you carry. And just as we look beyond the labels to see the person behind the counter of the market, it's also time to look in the mirror and see beyond the roles that we play. It's about acknowledging our own humanity, our own vulnerabilities, and our dreams, even our moments of doubt. So give yourself the grace to exist. Did you hear that? Give yourself the grace to exist in this world without the constant pressure that defines who you are in a single word or phrase. You are a living, breathing collection of stories and emotions and experiences. And I just ask you to allow yourself to explore and to grow and to be in ways that feel true to who you are without the need for the constant self-definition. You don't have to be defined by a single aspect of your existence. Did you hear that? You don't have to be defined by a single aspect of your existence. Instead, you are defined by being simply human. So the next time you find yourself in a conversation, I want you to remember this episode. Be genuinely curious. Remove the invisible label and invite the person sharing with open-ended questions. And offer the same warmth of your attention as they share their favorite memories. Because when we do this, we do more than just talk. We connect. We understand. And we grow closer. Each face is a story worth hearing. a memory worth sharing and a person worth knowing. Every time we really connect with someone, we celebrate the simple beauty of just being simply human. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for living. And I want you to know how grateful I am for you, without labels, without accolades, how grateful I am for you to be here along with me on this journey and trying to find out how to be simply human. Until next time, be kind to your mind and join me again as we calm it down.
To find more episodes of Calm It Down, see where I may be appearing in your area, or to simply want to know where to send me some chocolate chip cookies, visit calmitdownpodcast.com. This podcast was written and produced by yours truly, Chad Lawson, composer, pianist, and nationally recognized Sweet Tooth. The views, expressions, and techniques in this episode are of my personal opinion and not intended, nor should they, serve as a substitute for medical advice or diagnosis rendered to you by your individual doctor or other healthcare provider. Only a licensed physician should evaluate your situation, provide a diagnosis, or render other medical advice to you, and you should only act upon the advice of this physician. Now, I'm an extreme empath by nature, but my profession is that of a composer and pianist, not a licensed therapist or physician. I hear from thousands of listeners how my music has helped them through various stages of emotional needs, and I simply want to offer this in future podcast episodes to aid those needs. So to find a list of licensed professionals in your area, please visit calmitdownpodcast.com. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review, or better yet, share it with a friend. While it takes less than 60 seconds to do, its impact will last for years to come, as every little bit helps in growing the awareness and the importance of mental and emotional health. Thank you for listening. Thank you for living. And until next time, be kind to your mind and join me again as we calm it down.